Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad you came to church this morning. Do you know where you came from? Do any of you know where you came from? Well, I have some pictures that I brought this morning that I'll have up on the overhead. The first one is a picture of my grandparents, because I know where I came from. My grandparents, this is a picture of my grandparents many years ago, when they first got married. My grandmother was 16 years old, and my grandfather was 26. And then I have another picture of them over 60 years later. And this is pretty much what I remember my grandparents looking like. They were dressed to go to church. And one thing that I know about my grandparents is I loved my grandparents, particularly I loved my grandfather. I used to spend a lot of time with my grandfather. He was a very kind man. He never yelled at me. He never got angry at me. And I liked my grandmother a lot. She always encouraged me to tell stories. From the time I was your age, my grandmother would sit and listen to my stories, and she would say, "Noreen, you are a storyteller." So I have a lot of fond memories of my grandparents. I used to go to their house a lot on Sabbath afternoon. I used to like to sit with them during the church service instead of sitting with my parents. So if you, boys and girls, have grandparents that live near you and you get to spend time with them, you're blessed by that. I have another picture that I want to show you. This is a picture of my grandmother's grandmother. And this picture, her name was Mary Bignell. She was my great-great-grandmother. And I have another picture of her. This is my grandfather's father, so he was my great-grandfather. I know a few things about some of my ancestors. I know that this man worked for the railroad. And I know that he was a Seventh-day Adventist. I know that about him. I have another picture, and this is the husband of the other one that was in the frame. This is my grandmother's grandfather, and his name was William. So I have pictures of my great-great-grandmother and grandfather. And I do know that these people that are in the picture frame, they were not Christians. I know that about them. But some of my ancestors were. So the reason why I wanted to show you about some of these ancestors, because I know that all you boys and girls have grandparents also, and you have great-grandparents, and you have great-great-grandparents, and someday you will find it interesting to know about them and to know what they did. But do you know that of all the billions of people that live in this world, there are only two kinds of people? Did you know that? It's true. There are only two kinds of people, or two classes of people in this world. It's very simple to understand. There is a group of people who love God, and they obey God. And there's a group of people who do not. And it really doesn't matter of where you came from. It doesn't matter what your race is. It doesn't matter who your ancestors are. It doesn't matter whether you have a lot of money or whether you don't. But it only matters whether you love God and obey Him or whether you don't. And the interesting thing is that you could be in one group and you can move to the other group. It's a free choice. So you could do that whenever you want. You could move to the other group of people from wherever you are. If you looked at all the people in the world, which group of people, of these two groups of people, do you think would be the largest group of people? Which group do you think? I want you to listen to some words that I find in the Bible. They're found in James 4:4. In James 4:4, it says that friendship with the world is enmity with God. So, if you will be a friend of the world, you will be an enemy of God. You don't want to be an enemy of God, do you? No, I want to be a friend of God. You know, there's a lot of people that go to church that say that they love God, but they don't, because they eat what they want to eat. They drink what they want to eat. In their heart, they do what they want to do. I don't want to be an enemy of God. You know, the people that say they love God, and then they do all the things that they know the Bible says that they shouldn't do, I suppose that we could call them frenemies. You don't want to be a frenemy of God, do you? And you certainly don't want to be an enemy of God. You want to be a friend of God. In order to be a friend of God, you will need to know how God thinks. Because when you know how God thinks, then you will know how to act and what to do and how to live your life. So let's say a prayer and ask God to help us to know how to be his friend. Dear Heavenly Father, we need your Holy Spirit to teach us how to be your friend. Please send your Holy Spirit to live inside of each one of these boys and girls so that they will know how to be your friend. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You can go back to your seats and be sure to pick up the baskets as you go down the aisle.